This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we got a full hour to answer your questions. So start dialing 877-726-8255. It could be anything related to overall health, nutrition. You can call us 877-726-TALK, and we got lots to talk about this hour. And let's start by talking about how the worldwide burden of cancer has been hiked by the rising incidence of diabetes and overweight. So there have been some big changes, not just in the United States, but worldwide in terms of the incidence of obesity. Not just Americans, but people across the globe are eating more and avoiding starvation, and many are becoming overweight, and the consequence of that is many of them are becoming diabetic. We're seeing an increase in the risk of overnutrition, and a decrease in the risk of starvation. Surely there are pockets of the world where starvation still persists. But in many parts of the, quote, lesser developed world, people for the first time in history are succumbing to Western diseases. So they did an estimate in the British Medical Journal. I'm sorry, this is from The Lancet. And what they found is that 5 to 6% of all cancers in 2012 were attributable to the combined effects of diabetes and high body mass index. So you may say, well, yeah, 5 to 6% of all cancers worldwide, I mean, you know, that's not that much. It's kind of low percentage. But what does that translate to? Well, that translates to an additional 792,600 new cases of cancer, which are attributable to dietary excess. They say that 187,000 of 676,000 cases of liver cancer, that's 24.5%, and 122,000 of 317,000 cases of endometrial or uterine cancer, that's 38%, were attributable to overweight and or type 2 diabetes. So that is an astronomical number. And, you know, look, not all cancer is about diet, and not all cancer is preventable with vitamins, minerals, and supplements, or even avoidance of pollution. Sometimes cancer is a fluke event, a genetic mutation that's a bolt out of the blue. That's not entirely a merit system. So those of you who developed cancer and you're asking yourselves, I was on a wonderful diet, I was exercising, and yet this came out of nowhere. That, unfortunately, is a possibility, but a relatively high percentage of cancers are related to diet and lifestyle. It could be avoided. 877-726-8255 is our number. And this article came as kind of a, well, it didn't really come as a shock to me because I've known for a long time that our medical education is a form of indoctrination in the pharmaceutical model. And when you start going to medical school, pretty much the solutions that are offered are drug solutions. And when you're a doctor, you're subject to what's called continuing education. In fact, continuing education is required for many doctors to continue to practice. You have to go to conferences and seminars and take online courses and quizzes to maintain your medical credentials. And most of these keep you in line with a pharmaceutical approach to disease, with some exceptions, because they pay lip service to good diet and exercise and all that good stuff. But this is a new story that has to do with our most traditional textbook of medicine, something that virtually every doctor has studied from. It's called Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine. And I studied from it, and doctors before me studied from it, and there are new additions that have just kept churning along. And medical students still study from Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine. It's now in its 20th edition. It's a must-read for medical students and young internists. And it's been referred to as the most recognized book in all of medicine. It is also, according to this expose, a case study in hidden conflicts of interest. And this is something that I have suspected for a long time, because here's how it works. I mean, medical schools, where do they get their income from? Well, to some extent, they get their income from government subsidies. That's true. And to some extent, they get their income from tuition. But there are hidden pathways, follow the money trail, in effect a form of money laundering, by which drug company money works its way into the curriculum of medical schools and medical courses that doctors have to take throughout their careers. So here's what they found. According to the study, authors for Harrison's received more than $11 million between 2009 and 2013 from makers of drugs and medical devices. Now, that's not surprising, because the very self-same doctors who are experts in various fields, they tend to make extra income doing studies which are often underwritten by either medical device makers or drug makers. Okay, I mean, they're top doctors, so they don't make all their money seeing patients. Many of them are academic researchers, so they're not seeing patients at all. They're just doing studies, and they get money from drug companies. But here's the part that really is a problem. Not a penny of this was disclosed to readers. So what you're getting is information that appears to be objective, but without a disclosure of conflict of interest. One author, a physician during that period, received nearly $870,000 in funding, including for research, according to a website called Dollars for Docs. It's a database of payments to doctors from drug companies. Now, if you look me up on Dollars for Docs, you won't see I'm making a lot of money from drug companies. McGraw-Hill, which publishes Harrison's textbook of medicine, did not respond to requests for comment from STAT, which is the author of this article. Now, in a scientific journal, financial disclosures have become de rigueur. So you write a scientific article and say it's underwritten by drug company Merck. You got to write that the study was underwritten by Merck. But when you write a textbook for doctors that tells you how to treat a certain disease, it is not necessary, not required to have a disclosure. So, by the way, this is not the first time that they've looked at conflicts of interest in textbooks. In 2015, researchers published a paper finding the same problem in pharmacology textbooks. In other words, textbooks which tell you how to use drugs. So the lead researcher on this study says, sadly, after 6 years doing these types of studies, we were not surprised by these findings. However, we continue to be surprised that the publishers and authors of medical textbooks do not have the same transparency standards about conflicts of interest that have become widely accepted for clinical trials and other primary sources. So, doctors who take money or even free meals from drug companies, it's been demonstrated that they're more likely to prescribe brand name medications than their colleagues who earn less from industry. And it stands to reason that authors who are comfortable taking money from drug companies would be more likely to think of drug treatments than of other treatments, potentially natural treatments, that might not benefit pharmaceutical companies' bottom lines. So, there you have it. I mean, it is a pervasive source of hidden influence on the prescribing patterns and thought patterns of doctors in training and doctors in practice. It happens all the time. And it is subterfuge. It is not disclosed. And this is a problem for you as a medical consumer, because you're going to be exposed to doctors who've been subtly indoctrinated in using medications to treat your problems, when potentially other approaches might be safer and more effective. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and KyoGreen Harvest Blend Immune Defense. KyoGreen Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255. And we got a call from Tina in Georgia. How you doing, Tina? Hello, Tina.
Hi, I'm doing well, Doctor. Hi, I'm doing well.
Good. What's your question, please?
Yes, I was wondering what your recommendation might be for someone who thinks to crave salt, and
that would be you.
No, sir, it's a friend.
Okay. So does the person have any kind of medical condition? Do they have hypertension or are they suffering from any kind of health problem?
No, sir. They've been to different doctors and they don't really find anything wrong with them. But somewhere in their background, they've been to a couple doctors that indicated that they need the salt. They need extra salt,
Yeah.
So that's a bit weird. I was just wondering
It is a bit weird, but, we tend to demonize salt. Everybody's supposed to be on an ultra-low salt diet. And, yes, that makes sense for certain people with congestive heart failure. And a certain percentage of people, not all, but a certain percentage of people with high blood pressure, they benefit from a low-sodium diet. However, it's actually been shown that for some people with high blood pressure, you get a paradoxical reaction, like a backwards reaction from restricting sodium. You actually can sometimes send your blood pressure up when your sodium declines. So for some people who have hypotension or low blood pressure or weak adrenal function, they may require more salt and sodium to maintain their fluid volume. And in the absence of salt, they feel weak and woozy. And so I am partial myself to salt consumption. I mean, part of it has to do with my genetics, and part of it has to do with the fact that I don't have any conditions which cause me to have to avoid salt. I don't have hypertension. But also, I exercise a lot. And when you exercise a lot, you do lose sodium. You sweat. And so you need to replete that. And that's just the way it is for some people. So I would say that's not necessarily a problem. So we're going to convert a potential problem into a non-problem. And that should reassure your friend that, you know, as long as everything's okay, sodium consumption has not been shown to be a problem in and of itself. I mean, one way to mitigate the effects of taking a lot of sodium is make sure you're taking a lot of potassium. It's more about the sodium to potassium ratio, because Americans consume much too much sodium and not enough potassium from fresh fruits and vegetables. They get a lot of sodium from salty foods, junk foods, snack foods, and you know that is what creates the problem. But if the ratio of sodium to potassium remains good, then it's less of a problem. So I would say non-problem. Don't worry about it. Keep on consuming the salt. All right. This item, if you're suffering from fatigue, let me suggest the only nutritional formula which is clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, there's ongoing research about this, and I'm actually going to, in future editions of Intelligent Medicine, I'll be sharing with you the results of ongoing research that demonstrate that NT Factor helps various conditions associated with fatigue, like fibromyalgia. There's actually a clinical trial underway that shows that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. It's based on the principle that you can support the mitochondria with something called lipid replacement therapy. It's available in ProPacks, which is a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to hold on to their favorite multi and fish oil, but still harness the power of NT Factor. So a standalone product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with unique energy support of just pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPacks or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And when we return, we're going to take a look at how air pollution may cause our children to lose IQ points. This is Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And you can email us your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. You can also call us at 877-726-8255. And another way you can get questions to us is by going to our website at drhoffman.com. And on your PC or Mac, on the right side of the screen, there'll be a rectangle which will prompt you to click on it, and you can record a question, as did Sandra. So let's hear from Sandra.
I'd like to know about the new shingles vaccine coming up.
Okay. Good question, because there have been a lot of questions about should I take the shingles vaccine. And the previous vaccine was called Zostavax. Zostavax has been around for a few years, and it had some drawbacks, and that's one of the reasons why I was a little bit hesitant about recommending it. It was only about, by their own admission, it was only about 50% effective for preventing the shingles, which is a recurrence of the chickenpox virus, the virus that kind of hides in your nerves and then comes out at times of stress or when your immune system is suppressed. And it was significantly less effective in older populations. And that's precisely the population that we want to protect against shingles, because the older you are, the more likely your case of shingles is going to be really painful and debilitating. So, you know, that vaccine was, I don't know, somewhat effective, but, you know, 50% effectiveness, you know, if that were an airplane, you wouldn't get on it, right? So they've come out with a new vaccine. It's called Shingrix. It's spelled Shingrix. And it is now recommended for healthy adults aged 50 years and older to prevent shingles. And it's even recommended for adults who previously received Zostavax, because it's said to add to the protection that you get from the Zostavax. So it's different from Zostavax in that it is more effective. It is not a live vaccine, which pose some disadvantages in Zostavax, because if you really had a very, very suppressed immune system, if you maybe were an organ transplant recipient, or if you'd had cancer chemo, or if you were on an immunosuppressive medication, say for rheumatoid arthritis, or MS, something like that, or ulcerative colitis, it was thought that, yeah, maybe a little dangerous to put a live, you know, virus into you, even though it was kind of a attenuated. But still alive and had the potential to, you know, spread, cause a reaction, even some issues about could it be contagious, could you spread it to, you know, your grandchild. So that was one drawback with Zostavax, but Shingrix is not a live vaccine. It's one disadvantage of Shingrix is that you got to take two doses. The doses are spaced 2 to 6 months apart. So Zostavax was a one-shot deal, and Shingrix is given in as a series of two. And so you're pretty effective, according to the studies. Shingrix reduced the risk of developing shingles by 97% when compared to a placebo. So they gave Shingrix to over 7,000 people over age 50. There were only 6 cases of shingles in this over 7,000 people, whereas in a comparable control group, 7,000 people who got a placebo, there were 210 reported cases of shingles. So 6 versus 210, that's pretty good. The question in my mind, and since it hasn't been out very long, there haven't been a lot of post-marketing studies. So sometimes things don't perform as well in real life as they do in the studies. The studies generally tend to favor the approval of medication. The medications always seem better in the studies. And also, side effects are minimized in studies. So we don't know if Shingrix is going to cause side effects. It does contain something called an adjuvant. And that adjuvant is, I don't even know what it is. It's got a initial instead of a description of precisely what it is. So, you know, is it mercury? Is it aluminum? Is it formaldehyde? I'm pretty sure it's none of the above, but could the adjuvant cause people to have a reaction? Could you feel sick from taking the vaccine? Could you have side effects? That's not clear yet. And so whenever there's something brand new, I sometimes suggest that people wait a bit to see if 6, 12, 18 months out in post-marketing studies, the drug or the vaccine is as good and as safe as it's cracked up to be. But it looks like a much preferable alternative to the previous Zostavax, which is kind of hit or miss, didn't necessarily work all the time. All right. Well, thanks for that great question. And, you know, a subject that just keeps coming up and up again, because, you know, a lot of our listeners are over, you know, 50 or over 60. And every time they go to the doctors say, well, take this, take that, you know, because we give it to all the over 50s. This would be recommended for healthy adults age 50 and older. And so it's a practical question for many of our listeners. All right. This item, and I promised to talk about this Air pollution is now linked to brain alterations and cognitive impairment in children. So, you know, we're concerned about the environment, but at the same time, we want industry not to be so restricted that the economy tanks. But we got to strike a balance between a laissez-faire attitude towards regulation and hamstringing America's capitalism, because with a reduction in regulations, we've seen a surge in the economy. But let's hope that also doesn't bring with it a return to, you know, the 50s and 60s when we had massive amounts of air pollution. A study examines the relationship between air pollution exposure during fetal life, brain abnormalities, and cognitive impairment in the children. And what they found is that exposure to fine particles in air pollution during fetal life was associated with a thinner outer layer of the brain called the cortex. Cortex is important because it is responsible for the ability to regulate self-control over temptations and impulsive behavior, which is related to mental health problems such as addictive behavior and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So this, you know, this is some serious stuff. The data was collected by measuring air pollution, which was then associated with the risk for fetal brain changes. And what they found was, and by the way, only 0.5% of the pregnant women in this particular study were exposed to levels considered unsafe. So this is not such a pervasive problem in the Netherlands, which has environmental regulations, but it's a cautionary tale, because lest we relax environmental controls in this country to the point where more and more folks are exposed to environmental pollutants, particularly pregnant women, this could be a very, very bad thing with a terrible legacy going forward into the future, with many kids suffering literally from brain problems. And speaking of pregnancy, you know, the observation that kids take years off your life, you know, having kids is taxing. It can be taxing, as any mother or father can tell you. But did you know that having children can literally shrink your telomeres? Your telomeres are what's responsible for your longevity, because they are, at a certain point, they allow your chromosomes to unravel. They're like the little plastic tips that are on your shoelaces, and when they wear out, your shoelaces unravel. Well, your telomeres do the same thing on your chromosomes. And when they're short, there's a tendency for them to basically fail earlier than longer telomeres. And then your chromosomes unravel, and it's game over. Well, research has found that women who have given birth have shorter telomeres than those who haven't. So, and they say that the length of telomeres has been associated with sickness and the risk of dying. But this is the first study to examine links with having children. And wow, the authors reported that telomeres among women who had children were the equivalent of 11 years shorter. So if you complain that your kids are taking years off your life, you literally may be right about that. And let's take a call now from Lisa in Michigan. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing okay. Dr. Hoffman, my question is about supplements. I saw my dermatologist this past week for my yearly visit, and I gave her a list of my medications and all the supplements that I take, and I take a lot more supplements than I do medications, and she
well,
looked
good.
At my
list. That's good. That's really good. I mean, you definitely want to keep that ratio more supplements to than medications. So
well, she said something that kind of frightened me, though, because she said that I'm taking way too many supplements because I take something like maybe 10 or 11 different types.
How does she know that you're taking too many? Is she an expert on supplements? Is she a nutritionally oriented physician?
No, she's a dermatologist, but
so she comes from a bias against supplements. I mean, the average physician will tell you that if you're taking more than one or two supplements, you're taking too many supplements. And some doctors will just tell you that supplements are worthless altogether. So her advice is completely unreliable. Now, I'm not precluding the possibility that you may be taking too many supplements or the wrong kind of supplements. But I personally take about 18 or 20 different supplements. And if I went to that dermatologist, the dermatologist would say I'm crazy. But I'm also a professional nutritionist, and you know, I know what I'm doing. So, you know, I would completely disregard that advice. Unless, did the dermatologist say specifically that there is one or two that she wouldn't advise you take because of some reason? Did she give you a reason, or did she just say you're taking too many supplements?
She just named a couple that she thought was okay for me to take, like cinnamon, and she didn't like the fish oil thing too much.
She didn't like the fish oil? And why didn't she? Was there a specific reason she didn't like the fish oil? Or is it just part of that too many supplements?
I think it might be the too many supplements.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, look, unfortunately, this dermatologist who probably has had maybe 2 or 3 hours of nutrition training during their entire medical career carries with them a bias against supplements, and they're trying to impart it to you, and they have a position, they come from a position of authority. They have an MD and they're wearing a white coat, but they're in no position to tell you, you know, which supplements you should be taking. And if you want to know what supplements you should be taking and you want professional advice, you should be seeing somebody qualified, like a medical nutritionist or somebody who is a nutritionally trained health professional. They'll sort it out for you, but by no means does it, you know, there is no criterion too many supplements. It kind of depends on your situation, and it's only the inherent bias of these conventionally trained health professionals that causes them to say stuff like that. All right, that's all I have to say on that subject. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is the number for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and let's take a recorded call from Dorothy.
Dr. Hoffman, when someone has sarcopenia, I believe you have recommended that they take leucine. So my question is it more beneficial to take a leucine supplement that also contains isoleucine and valine? And if so, do any of them have side effects? And are there any conditions a person might have which might make it detrimental to them to take these supplements? Thank you ever so much.
Okay, and that's a great question from Dorothy, because Dorothy sounds like a senior female. And leucine is an amino acid that has recently been talked about in relationship to a condition called sarcopenia. Now, sarcopenia affects all of us past a certain age. We lose muscle mass inexorably, and for some of us, we just get thin and frail. For others, we replace the muscle mass with fat mass. So we become obese sarcopenics, not necessarily skinny, frail sarcopenics. And this is a process that simply occurs with aging. You can stave it off with exercise and good diet, but there's some inevitability to it. So in recent research, and this is actually, I'm reading from February 2018, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. There's an article entitled, "Is Leucine Content in Dietary Protein the Key to Muscle Preservation in Older Women?" And it's very cool. They did a study, and they gave women a protein supplement with leucine, and one group exercised and one group didn't. And what they found is that in exercise, there was much greater preservation of the muscle mass than without the leucine. And even if you didn't exercise, there was still greater preservation of muscle mass when you gave the leucine. Now, this astute questioner, Dorothy, mentioned some other amino acids, isoleucine and valine. These are branched-chain amino acids. And the branched-chain amino acids are what make up muscle. So it's logical that leucine and isoleucine and valine and the branched-chain amino acids can support muscle. They're the basis for many bodybuilding formulas. But according to the studies, it's leucine that's particularly helpful, especially for women. It's a little less clearly established for men, who are perhaps a little less likely to suffer from sarcopenia than women, but still do. But leucine seems to do the trick. And so there's going to be a lot of products out there that are protein drinks with added leucine that are going to be introduced in the marketplace. And you can take leucine as a tablet or a supplement. But are there side effects? And one of the somewhat concerning potential problems associated with leucine is that leucine in patients who have cancer might be contraindicated. High levels of leucine in pancreatic cancer, in breast cancer, might accelerate the cancer because it's a growth factor. And it kind of makes sense that if you fuel the muscle cells, you might also fuel the cancer cells. So it's actually been proposed that people with cancer go on a very low leucine diet, avoid leucine. And that would be, you know, essentially avoiding muscle meat and going on a kind of a quasi-vegetarian diet, plant-based diet, with less in the way of protein. And that's actually something we discussed with in a recent podcast with Dr. Walter Longo, is the type of diet that people with cancer should be following, or a diet in general for cancer prevention, which is actually, in his opinion, lower in protein, but high in plant-based foods. So, you know, the verdict is, I think leucine for people who suffer from sarcopenia, I'm perfectly happy with them taking it. If cancer is an issue, maybe that's not such a good idea. I probably would stay away from it. All right. Great questions. Thank you so much for joining us today. Great questions, and shared a lot of information with you. If you want more information, go to drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And take advantage of our 10% off free shipping offer this month on FullScript for many of the products that we talk about here on this program. Have yourself a safe and healthy weekend, and we'll be back next week for more of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With a flu shot unreliable this year, a particularly virulent form of the flu circulating, and antiviral drug stockpiles dwindling, the best medicine is preventive medicine to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests from my audience for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to help get through the season. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Seasonal Immune Support Pro, DearHoffmanStore.com, for easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, the same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.